Report, as Andy Barr loses ground in Kentucky Senate race. Desperate congressman shares fake poll claiming Trump is unpopular in bluegrass state. By Sean Moran on January 13, 2026. Kentucky Senate Republican candidate Representative Andy Barr, RKY, said he is the candidate best suited to win in the midterm elections based on a poll that claimed President Donald Trump, who won the bluegrass state by 30 points, is unpopular in the state. Barr's campaign has touted a survey by Public Policy polling that he is, compared to the pro-Trump candidate Nate Morris and other candidates, best suited to beat Democrat frontrunner Charles Booker to replace the outgoing Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. However, there appears to be one problem with the poll the Barr campaign is using. The survey only gave the president a 6 percentage point net positive approval rating, the New York Post wrote. Andrew Sarabian, a Republican strategist, wrote, "The poll that Amnesty Andy Barr is promoting is a fake internal poll from a left-wing Dem candidate that claims President Trump is only at a +6 approval rating in Kentucky, a state he won by 30 points. Does Barr really think President Trump is that unpopular? Pathetic." As some have raised eyebrows over polling, Barr has claimed to have the backing of over 100 members of Congress. However, many lawmakers have disputed this. Representative Randy Feenstra, RIA, who is focused on his bid for governor of Iowa, said he is not endorsing in the Kentucky Senate race. Representative Tony Weed, RY, did not endorse Barr either. And an advisor of his noted that the Barr campaign at first spelled his last name wrong. In contrast to Barr, Morris has discussed his strong friendship with Vice President J.D. Vance, who encouraged him to run for the seat, and has been endorsed by late Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, as well as by Senators Jim Banks, RN, and Bernie Moreno, RO, two stalwart Trump allies. Morris told Breitbart News reporter Catherine Hamilton McConnell epitomizes the worst of government and shows why the career politicians should be thrown out of office.